Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for August 27th. God is our source of strength. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? Isaiah 40, 28a. Tired and sleepy. Has your mom ever described you that way? Or warned you that you'll be tired and sleepy if you don't get your nap for the day? Many people are tired and sleepy all the time because they don't sleep enough. Some people seem to need less sleep than others, but everybody, firefighters, nurses, teachers, football players, preachers, moms, dads, kids, and even the president, has to get at least some sleep. No matter where people live, in America, Mexico, the UK, Australia, China, everybody sleeps. Why? Because God made us that way. Do you think God ever gets tired or needs to sleep? Well, let's think about it. When people do a lot of things like working outside or shopping all day, they get tired and fall asleep right away at night. God does do a lot of work every day, so it might make sense to us to think of him getting tired and needing to sleep. But there really is only one way to find out whether or not God has to sleep, and that's to see what the Bible says about it. And guess what? The Bible does say something about it. Let's take a close look at today's verse. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not? In other words, he doesn't get tired. Neither is weary. Isaiah 40, 28a. The next verse says, he giveth power to the faint, those who get weary, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. So the Bible says God doesn't get tired. That's right, God never sleeps. And on top of that, he gives strength to the weary. That's amazing. How does he do that? Well, he's God. And because he is God, he is very powerful. In fact, he is the source of all strength. God is never weary, and he is the source of our strength. Do I ever get so tired that I don't feel like obeying my parents or doing work that has been assigned to me? Where should I look for the strength to do what I'm supposed to do? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for August 27th.